Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 811, Three Keys to Make Time When You Feel You Don't Have Time, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Thank you for being here and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And don't forget, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, I love the topic of this post. I've had patients who are retired, tell me that they don't have enough time to eat right or to exercise or to manage their stress. Let's face it, we could all use that excuse that we don't have time to do these things. But is it really about time or is it all about priorities? Well, let's see. Let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 3 Keys to Make Time When You Feel You Don't Have Time, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. The problem starts with thinking in terms of having time as opposed to making time. We all have the same amount of time in a day, but what we make of that time, how we use that time, is what differentiates us. Have you ever read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey? I read it when it first came out in 1992, and it's as relevant today as it was 26 years ago. One of the habits that stuck with me all these years is my key number 1. Key number 1, prioritize. In order to make time, you've got to prioritize. Let me ask you something. How do you expect to get the results you want if you're not willing to put what's going to get you those results first? Do you want to feel good in your body? Do you want to be healthy, lose weight? Then make what's going to give you these outcomes a priority. A couple of years ago, I had a client who just had a baby. When she started working with me, she told me that with a young child, she felt that her day was not hers anymore. So we started brainstorming to see how she could find time. I asked her when she went home to write down everything she was doing during the day, hour by hour. The next time we met, she said, "I'm almost embarrassed to show you my notes." "Why?" I replied. "Well, because by doing this exercise, I realized how I get easily distracted. I start on something, then something else catches my attention. So I start on that, and so on. And at the end of my day, I'm left with a lot of things unfinished and feeling discontent." So in other words, her not having enough time was really her being easily distracted. What's behind your not having enough time? Be honest with yourself. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People talks about prioritizing in terms of what's important and what's urgent. And there are 4 levels to this. Level 1, important and urgent. Level 2, important but not urgent. Level 3, not important but urgent. And level 4, neither important nor urgent. Once my client decided that her daughter and her health were both important and urgent, she found that she had more than enough time to care for her daughter and for her own well-being too. Everything else could either wait or she could ask for help. Key number 2, get organized. In order to be able to make time, you have got to get organized. I'm not going to lie to you. To eat healthy, to exercise, and do all the other things that are important in your life takes time. That's why you have to make time. You cannot cut corners. Imagine what would happen if your heart decided to cut corners. What you do to be healthy is as important as what your heart does to keep beating. You cannot leave it to chance. Marilyn, one of my clients, cooks her lunch for the next day every night before going to bed. I never asked her to do that. All I asked her was to prioritize, and then she made the decision that having a delicious, home-cooked lunch was a priority. When she eats her food, she feels satisfied, energized, she no longer feels sleepy, she no longer has digestive troubles, and she's in a good mood. Wouldn't she rather sit down on the couch and watch a movie or read a good book or do all the other things that are important to her but not urgent? Of course. But she was clear about what she wanted and how she wanted to feel, and that clarity got her motivated. Which brings me to my third key. Key number 3, start with the end in mind. To make it worth your time, you have to be able to see it. When you have a goal, start with the end in mind. Get as specific as you can. When I first talk to someone, I like to ask them what is their desired outcome and to feel what it would feel like once they're there. Close your eyes for a moment and feel what it would feel like to have that happen. How would you feel physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Describe to me what you would see when you look in a mirror. How would you feel wearing your favorite clothes, going to work, interacting with your coworkers, your friends, and your current or potential partner? What would living your life feel like? It's important to visualize your transformation and keep it in mind because to change implies that you're going to do things that you don't like to do. My friend and creator of the podcast, I Am Healthy Fit, Nori Pounsell, says that people often think they're supposed to love everything that is good for them. And when they don't, they give up. Why? Because it makes them uncomfortable. If you want to get unstuck, you have to stop obsessing with loving everything that will help you become the best version of yourself. When you stop worrying about loving everything that's in your best interest, you let go of the expectation that if you don't love it, you can and should stop. If you release this expectation, you will be able to become more consistent and build your confidence in your ability to accomplish anything you set your mind to. Something magical happens when I take my potential clients through this journey. They see it's possible. Can you see it too? One of my coaches once told me that when you're offering this sort of transformation, you've got to let clients know that they're worthy of it and that they can get to the other side. So here's one last unplanned but super essential tip. You've got to feel worthy of being healthy, feeling lighter, and feeling sexier. It's important that you know or convince yourself that you're worth it. Otherwise, it's never going to become a priority, you'll never get organized, and you'll never feel really motivated. Many folks start by putting the cart before the horses. They start by going on a diet and not eating certain types of food. But the nature of diets is always short-term. You do them for a short while, then you go back to your life. And that's one of the reasons they don't work. In my personal experience and observations, I believe that for permanent success and change, you have to start with making time and making space in your life to achieve your goals. Then, and only then, you can act and you can choose your medium, the how. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Keys to Make Time When You Feel You Don't Have Time by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I so appreciated Laura's point that we all have the same amount of time in a day, but really the key is to prioritize. I've said this on this podcast many times before, but I've had patients and clients tell me to my face, it's easier for you. You have more time than I do. It's easier for you to work out and prepare your meals and plan. I just don't have the same amount of time. And again, we can all make the excuse that we don't have time. I try not to engage in that conversation and argue that, well, I actually have 4 jobs when I'm not working with you. But I don't go there because it's going to fall on deaf ears. Because what'll happen is then they'll just argue with me about how, yeah, I may have 4 jobs, but they're easy jobs, and I don't understand what they're going through on a daily basis. And then it just becomes this downward spiral. So instead, I don't engage. Now, what I say is, well, what can I do to help you find the time? What can I do to help you make this a priority? And so I completely agree with Lord that it's probably a priority issue, not a time issue. And one of the best ways to make healthy living a priority is kind of just as Laura described, make a pros and cons list. Think about the end. What will happen if you don't start exercising right now? What will happen in the next few weeks, in the next 5 years? So if you don't start exercising regularly today or eating more nutritiously today, what's that going to feel like in 5 years? What about 10 years? That's one technique I like to use to help people prioritize what's really important in their lives. And oftentimes, these healthy behaviors start to become more of a priority when we think about ourselves long term, when we visualize ourselves down the line and how maybe our not so great habits today are going to affect us tomorrow. And in fact, I'll leave you with this quote, "Do something today for which your future self will thank you." And that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I will be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.